film. You look like you enjoyed yourself there.
I loved every minute of that, pal. Seriously did. I'm doing your little picture.
Talk us through what you're drawing us here.
It's a smiley picture of me with 17 times on.
Now that is a statement of intent if ever I
There you one. Go. Hey, that's worth a fortune, isn't it? And I'll even do the eyebrows to prove it. How is that?
Phil, Gary came, it was the Gary of old there.
Gary Anderson played proper darts there, Gary Anderson did. Gary Anderson came out there to win a title, trust me. And I think if he'd beat me, he got a good chance of winning this. He didn't play as well as what he has done, I'll be honest with you. And I put him under pressure a little bit and he just missed that one double, I think, which was a 60. That's all I can remember, and missing one. I shot it 90 on the second leg. I missed it and it did me head in a little bit, and it took me about 5 or 6 goes to get out my head. Normally I don't concentrate on that, but with Gary I thought, bother, do you know what I mean? And you might not get another shot at this now. And I had another shot the next leg, and then it was next thing I know it was three. I was 3-2 up, and I was struggling to stay 3-2 up, and then push on a little bit.
You said you loved every minute of that. I mean, you're loving playing darts as much as ever, aren't you?
Of course I do. I love the old darts, of course I do. And I've just got to keep doing what I'm doing and just keep plodding on and, you know, and keep earning a living. I've got family and grandkids and everything else to look after, and that's what I do. But I do enjoy it, you know. I love that match. Even I would have preferred to win 10-1, but against Gary, you know, if I can win 10-5, it's a bonus.
Have you ever felt the pressure of being world number one and having a hold there? Ever?
No. I don't feel the pressure. I think the pressure's on them. No, I don't think about it, to be quite honest with you. Never have done. I don't feel famous. I don't feel number one in the world. I don't feel world. I don't feel anything. I just feel I'm a dart player, same as everybody else, and you're all on equal level ground. And my dad used to say to me, you're all the same. You've got 3 darts. Get up there. Do your business. Don't tell me how good you are. Get up there and prove it. And that's what I do, if I can.
There's James Wade next. The last 2 times have been something of an anti-climax. Do you think he's a different player this week?
Different player this week, without a shadow of a doubt. He's done something and he's playing proper darts now. But against me on Saturday, let's see what happens, and I'm sure we'll have a good game. I'm sure it'll be another James Wade or another Gary Anderson, Phil Taylor. It'll be a cracking game, trust me.
And just finally, obviously, Grand Slam, is it like every tournament, Phil? It's one you've done very well at. Enjoying John Wolverhampton?
I love Wolverhampton.
You can't get any better than this.
Stuck
into the Wolverhampton
and the tourism bits. You were Stokey, aren't we? We're down around the corner. It wouldn't be the same with football against Port Vale Wolverhampton, but honestly, I love it. Love every minute of it.
What have you been doing in Wolverhampton this week?
Not a lot. I've been going home every day.